I stop and check my phone, confirming that I'm at the address the agency sent over. I have to admit, this is a part of New York that makes me feel like I'm on a movie set. Skyscrapers and hot dog stands, a chorus of honking cabs, and sidewalks crowded with New Yorkers rushing from one meeting to the next. Since I have my phone out already, I pause to check that I'm still looking presentable after the subway and the walk over. My chapped lips could do with a refresh, so I reapply the soft pink balm that I keep on me at all times. I didn't go super heavy on my makeup, seeing as how I'll be hanging out with a kid all day, but I'm pleased to see that my mascara hasn't smudged at all. Ponytail is in place. I think I look pretty chic. My beloved NYU sweatshirt and leggings are comfortable and suitable for the job. It's not quite the athleisure chic that I see some of the New York moms in, but it's perfectly acceptable for a nanny. I sigh a little, looking at the notes again. A single father living in New York, doing his best. My heart goes out to him. I wonder if he's widowed or divorced. Maybe there's some sort of tragic story about a girlfriend who left him alone to raise his child. I have no idea how young or old he is, only that my charge falls in the under two range, which is perfect. Kids that young still nap. I'll have loads of study time between burping and diaper changes. I take a breath and enter the lobby. I think it's a little odd that I'm meeting this man at his office, but then again, maybe this is what he's had to do in order to handle the whole working parent thing. Poor guy probably has a bouncy seat on his office floor. He must be desperate for the agency to send someone.
Who are you meeting with?
The receptionist asks with a friendly smile. I feel so good about this. Mason Cooper. I tell her, then straighten up and smile. I'm the nanny. The woman blinks at me.
Sorry?
I glance at the note on my phone again, even though I've memorized the information. Mason Cooper. I repeat, then read the building's address aloud, as if that will confirm something. I know I'm in the right place. I triple-checked on the way in, and the name of the building is proudly displayed on a wall behind the receptionist in letters at least 2 feet tall. Yet, something feels off. Very, very off. Huh. The receptionist replies, shaking her head. Well, let me call upstairs. Just a minute. She makes the call as I stand back, rereading the assignment. She nods her head, listening to whomever she's called. I'm in the right place at the right time. Yet.
You can take the elevator to the 72nd floor.
The receptionist informs me with a smile as she hangs up the phone. I don't miss the tiny shrug she makes as she says it. It does nothing to reassure me that my New York story isn't about to hit a major speed bump. On the 72nd floor, I'm waved into an office. The man behind the desk stands as I enter, a polite, if indifferent, smile on his face, as the polite, yet surprised, smile on mine disappears. Because Mason Cooper? He's hot. New York television hot. Tall, with a sharp jaw, bright green eyes, and a smile worthy of a toothpaste ad. Don't even get me started on his suit. Definitely worthy of a runway.
Hi,
I offer, approaching his desk, hand outstretched. I'm Liberty Parker, I explain, waiting for something in his expression to acknowledge that he was expecting me. Surely he's not so busy that he forgot he requested childcare. The agency said it was an emergency, immediate start situation. The nanny, I prod when his expression remains friendly but blank. His gaze travels down my body, all the way to my sneakers, before he works his way back up. He's cataloging every detail, and when his eyes meet mine, I'm positive this is about to go to shit. But I give it one last try.
The what?
He replies. Yep, it's official. New York, we have a problem.